Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
It's Saturday, it's 7 o'clock, so it must be the Golf Club. Welcome to the clubhouse, and this is one of those days we want to give you the best of the Golf Club conversations. For instance, Ken Carpenter, elite staff member with Callaway Golf, a great teacher. I took a lesson from Ken while I was at the Troon course at the Westin Kierlin. You can find him there anytime. He is great, and he's got a good tip for you. You will like this tip. Frank Nobilo, Golf Channel presenter, commentator, analyst, and a really great guy. Ben Wright, golf course architect, author, and known for his great work in television as a commentator. Peter Allis, another golf course architect, author, and television commentator today. He is also now a World Golf Hall of Fame member, just inducted. He will be officially inducted at Augusta later this year. All of these people have golf in common, of course, and they have creative, fascinating minds and fun conversation. So if you miss any parts of this show, you can always hear it in its entirety at RadioGolfClub.com. You just go to the click listen button, find the archive shows, and boom, you've got the MP3. Or there's a very cool smartphone app that's called Stitcher Radio. It streams through your phone without taking up any memory. You can also find it at iTunes. So without further ado, this show is brought to you in part by the Sheraton Maui at Black Rock, among these other very fine sponsors. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication, excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. You can depend 24/7 on Alakai Mechanical. These guys show up and they know exactly what to do. Alakai Mechanical. Next weekend, we'll be giving away another dozen Nike golf balls because they're celebrating their 37th anniversary. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. That's where the Grand Slam of Golf was played for 10 years. They've completely redone the greens. You need to experience Poipu Bay Golf Course. They have specials for kama'aina and visitor alike. That's Poipu Bay Golf Course. Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, have you ever thought about whether your property is at risk? Have them assess that for you. Protection for your home, your business. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection, what you need in Hawaii and California. And if you'd like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Okay. And now, sit back and enjoy the best of the Golf Club.
This is a Best of the Golf Club show. Don't call in if you hear a phone number or tee times. Danielle is on vacation and we'll be back next week. Now, the Best of the Golf Club.
This gentleman that you see on television, you've heard him speaking so many times, Frank Nobilo, welcome to the show.
Aloha, Danielle. You're obviously got weather like us at the moment here in Florida. So.
Well, in the 80s, the trades are 15 to 25 miles an hour. We'll have occasional showers coming across just to cool us off. It's a lovely day in Hawaii. Day. Yes, you're a Kiwi.
I am indeed. So you're actually closer to my home than what I am right now. Yeah. I feel very jealous.
Yes, and I was reading, you know, I didn't realize that you're... Well, your grandfather, your great-grandfather was a pirate?
It goes back a couple of hundred years, yeah. I don't want to date myself too much, yeah, but it's, I think, yeah, pirate's a pretty loose term, but, yeah, they had to sort of move around a little bit, but they sort of raped and pillaged their way across the Adriatic, and they went from Italy to Yugoslavia, and then they tried to duck both wars, in the, both First and Second World War, and that's how they eventually finished up in New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand, what a great place. My father wanted to go there. He was from England, he came to the States, and he wanted to retire. He said, I can do it because I'm an Englishman. They'll let me in. But they don't let a lot of people in.
Yeah, it's actually hard to get in. I think they're trying to change some of the laws because of that. But I know when I was a kid growing up, I mean, you didn't used to get the direct flight from Auckland to L.A., so a lot of flights would stop in Hawaii or Fiji on the way over. So that was always a... there's a great affinity between the Friendly Islands and New Zealand.
Oh, absolutely. And we have absolute respect for the Maori because they were the only ones that didn't succumb to the white man.
Well, it's meant to be the same people. We had this as a kid growing up, it's meant to be this mythical race called that came from Hawaiki. They were the boats, supposedly, and they dispersed all through the Pacific Islands, as the legend goes.
That's right. Absolute point. I feel like I'm talking to a cultural person from Hawaii. You probably know about it. Okay. Now I got to ask you, since, you know, Steve Williams comes from New Zealand, what are your thoughts on the firing of Steve by Tiger Woods?
Yeah, Danielle, you know, I've had obviously a few days to digest it.
Mm-hmm.
The rumor had been going on for a couple of weeks, obviously, since the AT&T, but it was one of those ones where, at the moment, if you're not in Tiger's camp, you're out of it. And it is big news in New Zealand. I was rung up for various media outlets in New Zealand for my comments on that. But in the end, the one thing about catting is that you know that you're only ever a day away from being fired. That being said, the way it went down, I think, is pretty poor because he hasn't been playing much for the last 2 years. And I think, you know, Steve just didn't want to twiddle his thumbs. He did ask before he caddied for Adam at the U.S. Open. Supposedly that was sort of granted begrudgingly, but it was asked. And then I think all of a sudden Tiger had a change of mind. And it's like, well, if you're not 100% behind me, and I still believe Steve Williams was, then you're out. But that seems to be his modus operandi at the moment. Tiger Woods is very, very lost, I think, in his golfing world.
I think so. I looked in his eyes in some photographs, and there's something scared. There's something not complete. It's not the Tiger, of course not, but it's not. There's something missing. You know, I don't know what it is, and I'm sure he doesn't know himself. He's got a lot of levels of searching to go through. I have to ask you this, though. When did Steve Williams say that he lost his respect for Tiger Woods? Was it?
That was meant to be after the scandal was announced, so just over 18 months ago. I think, you know, obviously I'm in the industry as you are, and you look at it differently. You can take people's quotes literally, or we all say certain things. You know, respect can mean it can be used on a lot of different levels.
Yes.
But I know that Steve's wife, his wife, was very concerned, obviously, when the scandal went down, because obviously you're going to assume that your husband's, you know, at this guy's side for, you know, 5-6 days a week, then he's probably implicated as well. So Steve had to fend off a lot of people that basically said he was guilty by association, as a lot of the Tiger Woods camp did. So it was a tough time for Steve Williams.
Yeah, and the one thing is, I can totally understand why Steve is saying, you know, I feel like I've wasted 2 years of my life, and very important years for a man in this age group. You know, it's like this is the time to really dig in, to save. Would he have given $1 million to charity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? At the same time, if I'm Tiger Woods, and I'm just doing this because, of course, I don't approve of what he did, you know, I don't want to be some Tiger Woods defender. But if someone were to say to me, I lost respect, you're going to have to earn it back, and they were on the bag with me, and there's always a doubt hanging there. It's like, am I earning my respect back yet? Do you respect me yet? And that's all, you know, I can see where he didn't do it right, and he doesn't have any social skills. Somehow somebody forgot to teach him things, and I blame that squarely on his father. I'm sorry he's not here for me to say that to him. But there are things about Tiger Woods that are just unfathomable, the way he behaves. I am totally angry at him for announcing this firing right as the Evian Masters and the LPGA are announcing the fact that they're going to join up and create a fifth major, the Evian, which is fabulous. It takes everything away from the RBC Canadian Open. They need as much as they can possibly get, and here we've got a great event going on in Europe. and Michelle Wee, she's using the belly putter. And what do we talk about this week? We talk about Tiger Woods firing Steve and Michelle Wee using a belly putter.
Yeah, but I think, Danielle, that's always been the disconnect that's been apparent over the last 4 or 5 years between Tiger Woods and the sport itself or the people that follow the sport. I go back to the match play a couple of years ago when he announced on, it was the Friday of the match play, the match play in Tucson. And the players, you know, 64 best players in the world, they were absolutely livid that that announcement was chosen that week to basically, his public statement at Ponte Vedra, which, you know, was just read off a prepared statement. So there's a time. I remember two Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods's. I remember the one that when I was still playing, there was actually a good guy. And I, for whatever reason, whether it's the sport itself, a lot of money, hanging around with people like Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, stars of other sports, where maybe he's suffocated by his own fame, where he has changed. He's not the guy that I remember in the sort of the late 90s, early 2000s. And I've sort of pondered on why and what changes someone. And it's a shame. I went to a concert last night. The 16 of us went in a bus, and it was, I hate to admit, New Kids on the Block and Backstreet Boys. It's not really sort of my genre, but it was great.
Uh-huh.
And one of the neatest things about the concert was that both fans actually ran through the fans. They went all the way up. And in one of the songs, they took pictures while they were singing. Obviously, the luxury of having 9 people on the stage. I've never seen that in a rock concert, or sort of say a concert. And
right.
Because these groups are 18 to 20 years of age, they've been out playing music now for nearly 20 years, they realize, and they even spoke about it, the fans are important. And I think somewhere along the line, that last sort of 5 to 6 years with Tiger Woods, he's lost sort of contact with the fan, the average guy that really loved to root for him, and still does, the Tiger fanatic. And I think somehow if he could get that back, and that would actually help heal his life and get back. So I know that's not really Steve Williams saying he's lost respect, but, you know, Steve can be guilty of being way too candid as well. I think they're both, you know, there's the black and the white, but often we live in the gray. So I don't think either one's totally right and either one's totally wrong, but I just wish that somehow Tiger could take a couple of steps backwards and see a bigger picture somehow of exactly what has transpired.
Me too. I see him on Faraday, and he's at an event, and he's talking with a man who's lost his leg, and he actually seems like a real nice person, sort of. I don't know if it's for the cameras or because that's really Tiger that we don't get to see. And that's the disconnect that I have. I don't understand who he is, what he's doing. And frankly, I was kind of enjoying the fact that he wasn't a part of the golf talk for at least a month or so. It was, Tiger, go away, Tiger. Go do what you got to do and come back when you're ready. We'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're in office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window system to cooling towers across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back to the Best of the Golf Club.
Frank Nobilo, what do you think of the ratings at the British Open? The Open.
Yeah, I enjoyed the event. I was there. It's weird, the three majors this year, I don't just look at it just as the Open Championship. They've been so diverse, course itself. It needed wind. Obviously, it didn't need the rain as well, but it needed a good 20, 25 miles an hour of wind. And that's why it was such a great challenge. That being said, you know, it was such an unpredictable event. I thought at the start of the week it was going to require, you know, someone obviously that was extremely strong-minded. But I think the way it just turned out to be a fairy tale. And now you look at, over the course of a little over a year, you've got three Irish from Northern Ireland, which only has, I think, just under 2 million people. You know, won three major championships, but they're all a different generation. You know, McDowell's, you know, early 30s, obviously early 40s for Darren, and then Rory, you know, has just tipped into his 20s. So there's no correlation between the three winners really either, except they come from the same place.
Well, that's
crazy.
That's beautiful, actually. What do you think of the health of golf?
I still think we're in an awkward situation. Obviously, all professional sports are tied into the economy. I like the freshness of the game. I still think we're dominated by technology that is driving people away. We know that things become more expensive every year. You can speak for that from Hawaii, the cost of real estate. So when you tack on another sort of 400 or 500 yards to a golf course to make it supposedly fit for a championship, that's a lot of real estate. That's a lot of cost. It's a lot more pesticides. There's a lot of things that go into it. I still think golf is one of the best bat and ball games. And if you look at another bat and ball game like baseball, you don't have to keep changing the baseball bat. People just want to go around, give them a golf ball, give them some clubs and a golf course. They'll actually have a lot of fun. But because it's a bit like tennis a few years ago when they invented the big tennis racket, it was designed for the average Joe Blow, like yourself and myself.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is the pros, the ones that are best at it, realized that they could get a huge benefit out of this big tennis racket. And it became like a large version of table tennis. It was amazing, or ping pong. And I think golf's gone that way where I remember when I played in pro-ams 20-plus years ago, you'd be longer than an amateur player, but you wouldn't be 50, 60, 70 yards longer. Now with the new equipment, you know, the average touring pro can get really dialed in, and that's half of it, the club fitting itself. And they get a disproportionate increase with technology than what the average amateur does. And I think that's one of the problems with the game right now.
And, well, it's one of the reasons why play it forward, you know, or tee it forward is such a good idea, you know.
Yeah, it is.
To get people to just don't bother with the tees. They don't make any sense for your game. Just tee it forward, for heaven's sake, and have fun.
Yeah, but I still think that's a Band-Aid. I like the concept, but look at the course. That's the thing. Everybody says, we'll go back and play 6,600 yards. Well, why? Why did we veer from that in the first place? It's not hard to figure out why.
Because of the technology.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay. Now, what about Michelle using a belly putter? What do you think?
I feel sorry for her. I remember I newly joined the Golf Channel sort of 8 years ago when she was coming into prominence. And, you know, so I followed her career as an amateur. And it looked like she was a can't miss. But having played the sport, there's no such thing as a can't miss because there's always pitfall waiting. So since she's turned pro, we just talked about Tiger Woods being lost. You've got another girl that's lost. I think it's good in some respects. She's gone to Stanford and tried to get an education. But it's disappointing to see someone with that amount of talent not somehow get the just rewards for it. I mean, she has a rare gift. And, you know, I was critical of her dad at one stage. Probably, you know, doesn't exactly endear me to her family. But, you know, you just don't see talent that often come along. And I'm just, it's probably one of the biggest disappointments of the last decade. I thought she could have been a world beater. I didn't jump to the conclusions like a lot of the people I work with. They were sort of predicting majors when she was still an amateur and whatever. And I just said, she's got to learn how to win. Doesn't even if it's the local club four ball or whatever. And she hadn't won enough, I think, prior to turning pro. You know, she was trying to play against the men and all that. And I think that, and the proof's in the pudding now, that put her backwards. And that's made her search for things I really don't think she needs to search for.
Yeah.
She can still really play the game, but it's got very technical now, and it seems to be trying to work a game out with set squares and measure this and measure that when, you know, she just let her use the gifts that she has.
Just play.
Where that goes.
just go play.
Yeah.
She can, and we've seen it.
Shame. Such a shame, though.
Yeah. Well, the time with you has gone really fast. And I hope you'll consider coming back on the show and talking. Is there something that you've been talking about that we didn't talk about on the show this morning that I would be remiss if I let you go?
No, Daniel, there's a zillion things on my mind. Half of them I can't remember, but no, it's fun. Hopefully I'll be back there at the start of next year. So just say hello to my friends there, okay?
I'll do that, and you'll be back on the show.
Cheers. Take care, Daniel.
Aloha.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Magnificent by nature, Princeville's Prince Course on Kauai's spectacular North Shore. Renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, and more. They're now offering Kama'aina the chance for unlimited play for only $99 for the entire weekend. Golfers, is there a better way to spend Saturday and Sunday? Unlimited play on Kauai's Prince Course with your local ID. It's Kama'aina weekends. That's right. Play 18, 36, or more, both Saturday and Sunday for only $99. Call 826-5001 for tee times.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome to the Golf Club. Inside the clubhouse now, joining us, Ben Wright. So good to have you on the show, Ben.
Hi, Danielle. You hearing me?
Absolutely perfectly. You're coming in loud and clear, 5x5. Now, I was just talking to Michael Patrick Shields. He told me that I should ask you how you're doing.
Doing unbelievably well, despite everything.
Bravo, bravo. He said, you know, that in England, everybody tells you, if you ask them, how are you doing, you get like a 5-minute litany of precisely how you're doing. And you handled that. It was like Michael called you and said, let's do this little test. She's going to ask you this crazy question. I was going through good bounces and bad lies, and I didn't realize, sir, that as I was going on my tirade about manufacturers and clubs and what have you and all the different things that are out there and how many things you can get confused about, that you also have issue with how much the equipment has changed over the years.
And
has changed the game a bit.
Yes, it's not as subtle a game as it was, because the ball is so good that it's too good, because the players who are real shot makers can't maneuver it, because whatever they try to do, the darn thing goes straight.
So that's why those little lines that most of us don't understand on the irons, the grooves, are so critical for those really good players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're able to do some things because they know exactly on which groove to make contact with. For most of us, it doesn't work. But I was reading your afterthoughts, afterword, and you mentioned the heads on the metal drivers became bigger and bigger until they're no longer resembling the traditional golf clubs of yore. So huge is the area of their sweet spot, the comparatively unskilled hacker can hit straight and quite effective tee shots off the toe and out of the heel. The beauty of the game is exhibited by the shotmaker's finesse in moving the ball left to right and vice versa, to fit his conception of a stroke in the mind's eye has been largely replaced by a brainless smash born of brute strength and, in many cases, considerable ignorance. Sir, you do tell it like it is, don't you?
Yes, indeed, and will do so till my dying day, Danielle. And listen, I might tell you that I am about to be 79 years of age, and I'm hitting the ball farther than I did, 25 years ago.
Wow.
One of those crazy clubs. And it doesn't matter where I hit it on the face, it still goes a country mile. I'm not grumbling. I've got a golf ball that I must not obviously name. That is...
You can name it.
Okay, well, it's the Bridgestone 330 RXS.
Wow.
RXS. And I find the thing just jumps off the club face. But more than that, you can control it around the greens. It has incredible spin possibilities around the greens. So... here am I, an aging, infirm hacker, and with another aged, infirm hacker. We won our member this year at Cliffs Valley in South Carolina, and you know, we've no right to win the darn thing. We're both men of the past.
You're men of the past. Yes. I don't think so. You keep yourself pretty busy, sir. The Cliffs Valley Golf Course, though, don't you think you had a bit of a home course advantage?
Oh, yes. There's no question about it. Every time I play there, the guys who are in my foursome say, well, of course you made that putt because you know the greens better than anybody else because you designed them.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't really matter. You know, it's whether you hit it on the correct line that matters. You can be playing the golf course for the first time and putt lights out because you don't know the lines or anything, and you're just feeling your way. So I disregard that theory, and I give them all kinds of hell.
Okay. All right, so I'll disregard it as well. I don't want to get all kinds of hell from you. Now, one of the things that we talked about earlier in the show that I've had everybody, this cliffhanger that I created this morning, was that the Michael Patrick Shields revealed to us, and of course we knew this because we read the book, Good Bounces and Bad Lies. You can get that online, by the way. It's a great book. And we know that you went AWOL in 1954.
53, dear.
Oh, sorry. What's wrong with me? Okay, 53 to watch Ben Hogan at Carnoustie.
Yes.
The question is, you put pillows and everything underneath, so it looked like you were sick and you were in the cot, but did you get away with it, sir? Did they buy it?
No. Everybody, they all contributed to the tales, and they told the people in authority, you mustn't go near him because this is a communicable disease. And you don't want it.
So they all tried to help you.
Yes. Everybody was in league. I had a letter, Danielle, about 10 years ago from a guy who had seen me drive out of the base.
Yes.
In a 10-pound, and that's 10 pounds sterling, Austin 10.
Wow, that's a nice car.
It was not exactly your Rolls Royce. And that was how I crept away, which wasn't very far to go, you know. I was stationed at Crail, which is very close to St. Andrews. And so I didn't have very far to go, thankfully, because the old car was a bit of a wheezing thing. It was lucky if it made a 20-mile trip without kind of crisis, you know.
So what did you pay, you know, when you got back for going to see Ben Hogan play at Carnoustie?
I got in for nothing.
Uh-huh, but didn't you have to pay a, like, fine for being busted when you got back? You were AWOL.
Oh, no, no. I got away with it completely.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
So the actual...
I put a lot of talcum powder on my face and crept out of bed looking like death, you know, and said, well, here I am.
Oh, that's priceless. That's fantastic.
Well, okay. Now, this is the interesting thing, Danielle. I watched Mr. Hogan, well, obviously every shot for the 72 holes. And in those days, of course, there were 36 holes on the final day, which was a Friday, because we didn't have touring pros in Britain and Ireland in those days. So the pros had to be back at their club on Saturday and Sunday. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a job on Monday.
Oh, right. They had to actually be there to help people.
Literally. And anyhow, Hogan shot 73, 71, and then on the final day shot 70-68.
Wow.
And a lot of people who weren't there don't realize what a colossal physical and mental effort it was for him to play 36 holes in one day in Carnoustie, which was, you know, it still is the hardest darn golf course in the whole of the UK.
That's why they call it Carnoustie.
Carnoustie.
Yes, but we call
and,
it
Carnoustie.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the point was that he'd had that terrible accident just 4 years before in which he was almost killed. And I remember distinctly walking alongside him and we were quite close in those days because they didn't have huge crowds like they do today and everything roped off. And we walked up the final fairway and I looked at him and he had a white cap, which he almost always did. He had a pale gray cashmere sweater and slightly darker, but not very much so, gray slacks, and his face was the same gray. It toned in perfectly.
Wow.
It was between white and gray, and of course he had a very bad leg, which had been brutally injured in the crash, which, you know, he went head on with a coach, and he fell across his wife to save her life, and consequently got more gravely injured.
Yes.
And she was unscathed, thankfully, Valerie. Anyhow, he was dragging his leg, and I've never seen a man who was so tired but so determined, because he had decreed that he was going to come and win that Open and never return, which was exactly what he did. He never returned to defend.
Wow.
And to nominate their coming over to win... And to do so,
yes,
and not even come back to defend. I mean, see, it was absolutely a magical religious experience for me. And talking about the way you used to play, he would stand on the practice tee at Carnoustie, and there would be literally 50 or more pros watching him practice. And his caddy, a guy called Timms, would stand there with the bag, because you had your own practice balls in those days. They weren't all provided. And Timms almost never moved his feet. He would just put up a hand and catch the ball. And Hogan was shaping two iron shots, left to right and right to left, and Timsy almost never had to move.
Wow.
And it was, I mean, anybody who's seen that kind of thing understands the absolute genius of the man. He was absolutely the most extraordinary person I ever watched play.
I'm so glad you went AWOL.
Yeah, I was bloody glad I went AWOL.
Yeah.
And I, I got in for nothing because I wore my uniform.
Ah, so bold.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store, if you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
This is a Best of the Golf Club show. Don't call in if you hear a phone number or tee times. Danielle is on vacation and we'll be back next week. Now, the Best of the Golf Club.
Ben Wright, so good to have you on the show, Ben. Let me ask you a question about, there's Carnoustie and there's St. Andrews and there's Turnberry and there's all these beautiful courses. And then there's Royal St. George's that gets such guff about it not being a very good course, that it's, this is the way one gentleman described it. Steve Ellen, he writes for CBSSports.com, and he says this links, referring to Royal St. George's, in the open rota, is what Picasso is to traditional artwork. Not only are there some dead elephants buried under certain topsy-turvy fairways, so are a few water buffaloes, yaks, and giraffes. He says that you can't begin to understand what the course is like just watching on television. It doesn't show you how difficult it is when you're actually there. And people question whether it should be in the rota. What do you think?
I think that whoever you're referring to and sundry thousand others are totally and utterly wrong. It is one of the great golf courses of the world. It's great because no more than three holes run in any one direction. And that's what makes it so difficult. Because if you've got a howling wind coming across there, you don't get any chance to get used to the wind because after three holes, you're going in another direction. It is a magnificent golf course. The trouble is that it is situated where the English Channel meets the North Sea. So it is subject to some absolutely dreadful weather. I once actually played there in a force 10 gale where the snow was coming horizontally off the English Channel and was landing 10 miles inland. Because we were in the way, because we were, walking about,
there, yes.
We got covered in snow. And it was amazing. And at the turn of the tide, which is what it very often happens when there's a dramatic change in the weather, the wind dropped to nothing in a matter of minutes. The ground was covered with snow, and a gentleman ringing a bell came out. And we were in the ninth fairway, my partner and I, and he was ringing a bell, and he was walking up from the green saying, "You can come in now, if you can make it." And when you got there, In the lobby of Royal St. George's, which of course is an all men's club, and, you know, I'm not saying anything about that.
No, we're not, no.
You know, but you could get a silver Royal St. George's tankard of brandy, or on the other side of the lobby, a silver Royal St. George's tankard of Scotch whiskey.
Mm.
I mean, that was how bad it was. But, you know, the British keep their stiff upper lips and say you have to play, which is totally ridiculous. But I'm sure that kind of thing probably wouldn't happen nowadays.
Oh, I don't know. You know, for a while there it was looking pretty. Bob Bupka is at Royal St. George's. Do you mind if we bring in another party? I didn't warn you.
Mm-hmm.
Bob. Oh, Bob is gone. Bob left. Bob has left. Okay, Bob came and went. All right. Bob Bupka.
He's
Bob,
probably gone to have a toddy himself.
Yes, he was just listening to us talk about what he can go get a tankard, you know, and that sounds good to me. Now, you went from being in the Army, and you had then you went into journalism.
Yes, indeed. I got my job at Royal St. George's because on the occasion that I've been referring to, we were playing in a tournament called the Halford Hewitt, which is 64 of the foremost schools in England, put out a team of 10 men, five pairs of alternate shot foursomes, so you have to have a result because it's a knockout. And it lasts a week, and it's really an excuse for a huge party.
Oh, good.
For two or 3,000 people with all the hangers-on and baggage handlers and all those kind of guys, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I went to a school called Felsted in Essex, and we were playing Marlborough College. And the two guys I played with were Tony Hill, whose father was president of the English Golf Union, and the other guy was Richard McLean, who was advertising director of the Financial Times. So we said we'll meet in the bar. So when we thawed out sufficiently to get down to the bar, we decided to have a few stiff ones to make sure we didn't get pneumonia. And after a while, Richard McLean leaned across the table and said to me, "You should write a golf column for the Financial Times." And I said, "What the hell are you talking about? That's a financial newspaper."
That's what I was going to ask you.
And he said, "Yes, but my dear boy, there isn't a stockbroker that I know or anybody in the City of London, the financial district, who doesn't play golf." And I had to say, "Well, you know more than I do about that." Anyhow, I'll cut a long and tedious story short. Within a week, I had the job.
That's fantastic.
And my editor was a gentleman called Sir Gordon Newton. And when he appointed me, he said, "If we like your first column, you'll obviously be asked to write a second column." This was a weekly.
Yes.
A weekly column. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the month, if we pay you and you don't consider that enough, you will obviously tell us to go to hell. And if we decide that it's good enough, you're here for as long as you want to be.
Wow.
And you're never going to have to ask for a raise. And what is more, you can go anywhere in the world and just send me the bill.
Oh, my.
What an incentive to write a decent column.
I'd say we need to take care of some business right now, take care of the people who make this show possible. Can you stay? I'd like to ask you, did you ever see Babe Zaharias play? Or were you?
Yes, I did. I saw her play once at Dunningdale, England.
Okay, can we stop here for just 2 minutes and come back?
Sure, of course.
Excellent. Then we'll have about five, so we'll have to keep it quick. But my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Our company
company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Waipu Bay Golf Course. Here, nature and renowned designer Robert Trent Jones Jr. have conspired to create an unforgettable golf experience. This outstanding course is backed by lush mountains and nestled among the gentle contours of Waipu Bay. You'll discover ancient stone walls and view the remains of Hawaiian heiau. Even the most focused golfer will be challenged by the breathtaking views. Call 742-8711. Book your tee time. Bring your friends, business associates, your family. It's always fun at Waipu Bay.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We've got a few more minutes to talk with Ben Wright. And, of course, he got in all kinds of trouble saying something about women's golf. What do you think of the state of women's golf today, Ben?
Absolutely magnificent. Except, obviously, I think it's a shame in that the Asians are so absolutely on top of everything. I think it's difficult because a lot of them don't speak English very well. So I think it diminishes the appeal to the public. We need more of Paula Creamer and people like that, you know.
Yes.
But apart from that, I think women's golf has come a long way. I know that they are having a darn tough go of it, but I think that it's going to go from strength to strength. I really do. I'm very impressed by the way these young ladies play.
Yeah, they're really something. And the globalization, you know, the push to globalize golf, mm-hmm. in part to sell more equipment, because mm-hmm. only, you know, there's only a small population that was available for sales. It certainly is working in the women's department, because we're going all over the world, and all over the world is coming into golf, and it's
yep,
it's
at absolutely.
The forefront. Now, when I just finished reading the book Wonder Girl with Babe Didrikson Zaharias, while she was a braggart and a trash talker. I wish I'd seen her play. I mean, she broke all kinds of records and amazed me. Was she amazing to watch?
You know something? I only had the good fortune to see her play one exhibition match at Sunningdale, England. And she played against three very, very good male players and absolutely handed them their lunch. And it was such an extraordinary experience for me. I was only a kid, you know, and it made a huge impression on me because she played more like any of the men than the men.
Yeah.
She made them look like women.
Yeah, you know, and that's what drove them all crazy.
Oh, it drove them crazy. Indeed, there were, you know, two or three of them. All three of them had made disparaging remarks about what they were going to do with Babe Zaharias. And, of course, they ended up on the receiving end. And I must say, were very gracious in the end and paid tribute to what an extraordinary golfer she was.
Yeah, you know, she probably, because she could talk their language when she was out on the course with them.
Oh, yes, she was... She could let go a few choice words.
Right, exactly. We have to wrap this. I hope we'll talk again, because obviously there are more stories from Ben Wright that I would like to hear. And you're a wonderful broadcaster, author, architect. I love your golf course. It's beautiful. It's a valley course. You need to go visit the cliffs often. Yes, go see them. Thank you, Ben Wright, for being on the show.
You're very welcome, Danielle, anytime.
I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Magnificent by nature. Princeville's Prince Course on Kauai's spectacular North Shore. Renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, and more. They're now offering Kama'aina the chance for unlimited play for only $99 for the entire weekend. Golfers, is there a better way to spend Saturday and Sunday? Unlimited play on Kauai's Prince Course with your local ID. It's Kama'aina weekends. That's right. Play 18, 36, or more both Saturday and Sunday for only $99. Call 826-5001 for tee times.
Welcome back to the Best of the Golf Club.
The voice of British golf, the author of 20 books, and we've been talking about how sport is really one of the cruelest of things to get involved in. It's one of the cruelest careers to pursue because you're constantly under the microscope. You're constantly being examined. You're constantly being ridiculed, or the accolades come and the accolades go. It's a fascinating observation that you've made, Mr. Ellis, and I thank you for bringing us. I mean, I don't think we've really talked about that before on this show.
Well, there you are. You see, I'm worth the price of the telephone call.
You definitely are worth the price of the telephone call. Okay, so when I looked at you wrote 20 books, I thought, my God, I feel so under-accomplished. I really have to start doing something. You've designed golf courses. You've been a professional golfer. You've been on the Ryder Cup. You're a commentator on multiple networks around the world. And you have a potato named after you, sir. How in the world did that happen?
I had no idea I had a potato named after me.
Really? It says the official Peter Ellis website.
No, I think there are so many of these. I've got somebody who Twitters in my name, but I don't Twitter anybody.
Okay.
And I think so. These people get out and they make it all up. I've never heard that I have a potato named after me.
Okay, all right. How about the fact that you set a record when you were born at 14 pounds, 11 ounces?
14 pounds 12, yes. It was a European record from 1931 until about 1958, something like that, yeah. But I see you've just had somebody in the States have a baby last week, 16 pounds something or other, so it's now just commonplace, really.
It's common, it's normal, yes. Yeah, you do The Evening with Peter Ellis, which I think is marvelous. I mean, we get to watch Peter, we get to watch David Faraday on television, and he's got this wry sense of humor. He's off the, you know, he's out there in Pluto someplace sometimes, and then he comes back to Earth and reconnects with us, which is always, you're known for having a very wry sense of humor as well. Do you enjoy Peter's humor?
Do I, David's, yes, I do. He's very quirky. He's very quick-witted, and he has a wonderful turn of phrase, which I can't remember every one of them now, but I mean, I think he was the one who christened Colin Montgomery Mrs. Doubtfire, and Eamon Darcy's golf swing was like an octopus falling out of a tree or something, you know. And so these are wonderful phrases that are unique to him.
Yes, they certainly are. They are unique. Oh, we're also talking about the armchair golfer being probably, you know, so hypercritical of everything that goes on. When you watch Tiger Woods and you hear all the talk about Tiger being back, and look at, he's on Thursday, he's off on Friday, he's terrible on Saturday, you know, he'll be in the Ryder Cup if well, not the Ryder Cup, the President's Cup. He'll be in Australia, assuming certain things. What do you make of all this?
I really don't understand it. I have been privileged to see and watch Tiger Woods play since he was about 14, 15 years of age. And it's been a marvelous thing to be able to look at someone who, right from that age, going through up until a couple of years ago when the trouble started, rather like watching Federer play tennis, or these geniuses come along, individual geniuses don't come along very often. And then he had his problems, and then he changes his swing, and I really don't, perhaps I'm old-fashioned, or perhaps I don't know enough about it. For me, there's nothing for Tiger Woods to change. He has a setup and a grip and a swing. The only thing, and if I had been asked by him, I've just lost it for a minute. If it's not all in his head, then all I would suggest he did is grip the club a little bit lighter, and it will make his swing a little bit slower. I think when he goes wrong, he hits at the ball instead of through the ball, and he loses an effort to hit it so hard. He's got plenty of power. That's all that, in my opinion, is the only thing he does wrong. He's got a wonderful short game of touch, imagination, but he hits at the ball too hard, and then he loses it. Why on earth he would want to change his swing and go to four or five different coaches, I have no idea. But it's like so many, not the coaches, but, you know, people say, why did he do this? Why did he do that? Why didn't people advise him? Why didn't they stop him doing this? Tiger Woods, for 10 or 15 years, has been the goose that has laid 10 million golden eggs. He's not only been a money tree, he's been a money orchard for many, many, many people. It's very difficult to tell somebody like that they're going wrong. It's like having a good job and a boss who's got bad breath. Who's the one that's going to go up and tell him, boss, you know, you've got halitosis. People say, when you see the adverts, use our toothpaste, you'll rid yourself of halitosis. You tell the boss that, you're fired. So everybody's been cushing around him for two or three years while he's been up to all sorts of tricks. But as far as his golf is concerned, I don't see. I'm listening to today's golf hasn't come on our television in the UK yet. It doesn't start for another 45 minutes, the play today from the Estates,
right?
But from Akron. But the fact remains, I hear the commentators, oh, he's done this, he's doing this, he's swinging narrower, his hands aren't getting behind him, he's not doing it. You know, all I know is his hands still stay on the end of his arms, as far as I'm concerned. There's nothing mystical about it. It looks pretty well exactly the same to me as it did 5 years ago, except the rhythm is out of kilter. That's all.
I love it. You have been deemed by Golf Digest, described as the greatest golf commentator ever.
Well, that's very modest, isn't it? Yeah. I can't have heard many of the others, I suppose. They've only got one channel. They've only got one channel to listen to, yeah.
And why is Rory McIlroy ready to come to the States and be on the... Is the PGA Tour really the destination still?
Well, that would appear so. I mean, he's a young man. He's ambitious. It all depends what your ambitions are if you want to go and play. I don't think, as a young man, if he pursues his craft in this country or in Europe, he will become, and is successful, he will become enormously wealthy, and he might win more majors. He may not. If he comes to the United States, he'll be playing in a lot of tournaments with $1 million prize money every week, unless your country goes entirely broke, which it appears to be on. It appears to be on the edge of, like everywhere else in the world. I don't know. He's got to give it a go. You see, so many people have said over the last 15 years, you can't call yourself a star unless you've made it in the United States. Now, suddenly, over the last two or three years, the shift of golfing power has gone to other parts of the world. We've always had Australians and some South Africans and some people from Europe and Britain. There's been a little star. If you go back 20 years, Seve Ballesteros, Faldo, Woosnam, Alazabal, Sandy Lyle, we've had a few of them. But not en masse. Now, at this moment, we've got in Europe, or non-Americans, there must be 25 or 30 who are absolutely brilliant. So you could argue, well, you don't have to go to America to be a star, be successful. On the other hand, people say, if you don't win a major, you haven't made it in the world. I can think of at least a dozen players who've won a major, but by no stretch of the imagination will you call them great players. And yet, that is the criteria that the media put on it now. Oh, Montgomery, oh, well, he's one thing missing. He didn't win a major. Yeah, he didn't win a major. So what the hell, you know.
Yes, right, exactly.
He came into this world of golf to make a living, to pay for his wife and kids and family. That's all you do. And if you're a bit more successful than that, well, good luck to you.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical, across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
This is a Best of the Golf Club show. Don't call in if you hear a phone number or tee times. Danielle is on vacation and we'll be back next week. Now, the Best of the Golf Club.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. We're talking with Peter Alice. You've written 20 books now, and I have so little time. You need to come back on because, I mean, Lord, you've been the British Greenkeepers Association president. You've been you were the first president of the European Women's Professional Golfers Association. You've done so many things, and I want to go to an evening with Alice. and it's far away. But
am I what you would call a Renaissance man, I wonder?
Yeah, Renaissance. Yes, you are. You are definitely a Renaissance man. The latest book that some of the proceeds, the profits from, are going to your charity, right?
Yes.
What made Peter Alice Wheelchair Charity and Help for Heroes? What spurred that on?
Well, I started the wheelchairs for young people in 1976, and it's for young kids that really don't live past the age of about 25 or 26. And we've, over the years, very modestly, very quietly, no great campaigns, we've gone over about £7 million in that time. And with the various wars now being fought around the world, and our governments talking about our servicemen and women coming home injured, and there's not a lot waiting for them on occasions here, and then you see somebody else who works for somebody sticks a finger in their eye and gets £400,000 compensation, and it seemed a little bit unfair. So I sell my books, and I go around and do a few bits and pieces, and manage to put a little a check every now and again. I send it to Help for Heroes, and I just feel I'm doing my bit, that's all.
That's wonderful. You are. What is the book about? Golf, the cure for a grumpy old man.
It's a potpourri of all sorts of things, a bit of tuition, a few stories, a bit of philosophy, a bit of... there's some stories in there that are almost true. So they're almost true. So I think it's a book that somebody who really, really doesn't, this may be very arrogant on my part, but I think a non-golfer could read it and be amused by at least 20 or 30% of it. They may not understand the rest of it, but it would be something they could look through and think, well, that's interesting. And for golfers, I hope it would give encouragement to those that are a little bit rheumatic-y, backs a little bit stiff, and a little advice how to get this or that, or what sort of golf clubs you might use, or what are little tidbits of information and things like that, which it's a Christmas book, it's a birthday book, it's amusing, it's sold quite well.
Excellent. It's called Golf, The Cure for a Grumpy Old Man. So you've got grandchildren, Craig, Tara, Rebecca, Samuel, Esme, and,
yes,
and sons, Gary, Simon, and Henry, and daughters, Carol and Sarah. Anybody went into golf?
Well, my son Henry is the golf director at the course just down the road from where I live. Old Thorns, it's called, near Liphook in Hampshire. My son Simon works for the PGA European Tour at their offices at Wentworth. My oldest boy, Gary, he was the professional at the Belfry for a few years, and now he's still at the club very close, about 6, 8, 10 miles from the Belfry.
Wow.
And none of the girls have gone into golf at all, but there's my grandson, Craig. He got a good degree in geology at Cardiff University, and he's 25 this year, and he left university about 3 or 4 years ago with a good degree, but then he suddenly decided he wanted to be a golf professional. Well, he spent time with his father in his early days, and he could do all sorts of things a golf professional could do without having that magical piece of paper to say that he could do it. So he went through all the exams, and he passed with flying colors, and now he's the head professional at a course near Cardiff, which was near Swansea, I should say, which is one of the few courses that Jack Nicklaus has done in the UK in combination with his son. And it's a very spectacular course, right on the edge of the water, and he's making his way in the world of professional golf. In fact, he's getting married this very day.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Marvelous. And you're going to have more grandchildren.
Well, if we have a cold winter, yes.
The Evening with Alice begins September. It runs all the way through October, November, December. Sir, I need to take a break. There's so much that I would like to discuss with you. At some point, I hope you'll be back on the show with me. You're wonderful.
I will hold on for you.
Thank you so much. You have a good day, and we've got John Graham coming up next.
I'll give them all my best wishes. I'm going to sign off, and I'm waiting for the golf to start now from Akron so I can... What do you say? Did I hear you say Tiger's took 72 shots today?
Yes, well, Tiger's way down. He's holding up the leaderboard, too. Scott and Ryo Ishikawa are doing marvelous things. So is Jason Day and Keegan Bradley. And the list of youngsters is amazing. Of course, Rory McIlroy is doing quite nicely, too. But, I think Tiger took 33 putts today.
That's not too bad. You can still do a 68 with 33 putts if you hit the fairway and hit the greens, you know.
But he's not doing that either. See?
No, he's not doing that.
No.
Still, I think he's okay. I think he's okay.
I think he's okay, too. He's practicing for the next one.
It's nice to talk to you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
We'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Magnificent by nature, Princeville's Prince Course on Kauai's spectacular North Shore. Renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, and more. They're now offering Kama'aina the chance for unlimited play for only $99 for the entire weekend. Golfers, is there a better way to spend Saturday and Sunday? Unlimited play on Kauai's Prince Course with your local ID. It's Kama'aina weekends. That's right. Play 18, 36, or more, both Saturday and Sunday for only $99. Call 826-5001 for tee times.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. we know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star, Star Protection Agency.
Welcome back to the best of the golf club.
You know, staying at Weston Kierland, I learned everything about scotch, which beer to have with dessert, and which instructor to go to when I'm in Phoenix. His name is Ken Carpenter. He's an elite Callaway staff member, excellent instructor. Took a lesson while I was at the Weston. Now, where are you teaching? Where can we find you now?
I'm still at Kierland. I'm at the Weston Kierland in the back of the range, and it's a wonderful spot to be in. I mean, so it's so private, and it's a great learning environment. That's what's best about it.
Yeah, yeah, and I love the spritzers on the when it gets hot. What is it called?
Air conditioners on the carts.
Yeah, well, there's that, and then don't they spray a little water on you?
We just switched to the new carts have these mister systems, air conditioning systems, so they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's great.
They're cool now, all that.
I like that. It was hot when I was in Arizona just this past September. Boy,
yeah.
I forgot what 100 degrees feels like. Burning. But it's a beautiful place to be. A lot of our Aloha, our Kama'aina folks go to Phoenix. In fact, a lot of our golfers go as junior golfers, then they move in to Phoenix. It's a great jumping off point for them to get into the professional tours. So when you're there, you want to look and find the left-handed golf guru. His name is Ken Carpenter. But what about if you want to find out more about how you can go online, right? The left-handed golf guru. But what if you don't want to have your computer, you want to have it on your television? Are you selling your key to the grip, the left-handed golf guru?
We do. Actually, the grip is a free tip. So if you go to lefthandedgolfguru.com, you can sign up for the free tip grip. And you get that comes to you as a digital download. And all of our videos come to you as a digital download. So you can, you know, for $49.95, you get every aspect of the game, you know, taught by myself. And, you know, it's funny because we created this for left-handed golfers. And probably 60% of everybody that's purchasing it right now are right-handers because they just want a mirror image, you know. So it's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome, but it's funny that they would, you know, I don't know, what is it about? People want a right hand, I want to know what the lefties are doing. They got it.
Yeah,
it's
and it's fun. It's funny for the first time, you know, we did a lot of research. I mean, lefties can learn the game without having to switch it around in their minds. That's the biggest thing, because, you know, we've all read books, all of us lefties, and we got to go, okay, he says the left hand, that's our right hand, blah, blah, blah. And we just want to switch it around. So finally, we get to learn the game of golf from our own side.
And you're a left-handed golfer. So, of course, you are also interesting. I didn't know you're an elite Callaway staff member.
Yes. Yeah, it's great. The Callaway Golf Company is great to me. And we've got a great elite staff member program. And, you know, there's a lot of great professionals throughout this country with Callaway.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun.
You play in competition?
I do. I play a lot. You know, for all of you out there that have had injuries like myself, I just went through back surgery a few years ago and coming out of that. So I'm having to learn to swing the club a little different way, you know, probably something like Tiger, you know, with his knee.
Let me ask you this. Remember I told you about my back? And that's why I was having a problem with this, with my old swing. I needed a new swing.
Yep.
And now you totally, that's what I'm talking about. Ken can really relate. He understands you on a lot of different levels. So you can go to him and he will help you, and you can, not necessarily, you don't have to be at home. You can go on a little journey and do lessons. You don't approach every student the same way, right?
I work with what people have and try to make it better. I mean, the most important thing in golf is our ability to make a good impact. Because with a good impact, we have the ability to control our distance of our golf ball. And we all need to know how far each and every one of our clubs go. And with that in mind, I mean, when you have a good impact, then you can understand that we can play good golf. And that's a main key. You know, you don't have to hit it a long ways to play good golf, but we have to know how far our clubs go.
Exactly. Morgan Pressel is a perfect example.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't have distance. She She knows how to use her irons, her hybrids, and she's really, really good. And
absolutely.
And, yeah, so she knows what to do with what she's got. Go for it. Sorry.
Yeah. And no, you're absolutely right. And that's the thing that a lot of people need to understand is that in order to play golf successfully, we need to know how to control our distance of every club. So every golfer should have a yardage map in their mind of how far their clubs go. Now, all of our clubs, you know, should be spaced 4 degrees apart from your pitching wedge to your 9 iron. And that 4 degrees of loft in our golf clubs usually equates to 10 to 15 yards in distance. So with that in mind, we can create a yardage guide, and then we can factor in wind and uphill, downhill, all that stuff. So that's the way you play good golf.
And you can learn all of this from Ken Carpenter and his staff at the Westin Kierland. You'll find him, lefthandedgolfguru.com. You can order all of the tips. It's $49. We're starting
$49.95.
This is the Christmas. So we're getting ready for Christmas. This is a
It comes as a digital download, so you just have to click on your link on your email, save that link, and you'll always have it, and it works on your smartphones, and so it's a lot of fun. We've had a great time with that.
You also have unlimited outings, which is what I was trying to get to, right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you can have a professional for your group when you go, or just one group?
We bring the professionals to the group, so as opposed to the same old corporate scramble, let's say. You know, we fly in the professionals. We fly in the incredible professionals who play the game at a level that, you know, everybody shoots in the 60s. If you don't shoot in the 60s, you're not on my staff.
Wow.
Period. And that's just the way it is. And so I want people to enjoy, you know, the person they're playing with. So if you're a single-digit handicapper, you're still going to enjoy the professional that you're with, and he's going to do a great job, and he's going to help you throughout the game of golf. And it's just a different way to have a tournament. And we handle everything from the dinners to, you know, the breakfast. I mean, everything, you know, from head to toe. And we fly in the pros so you guys can have a pro-am.
Excellent. That's the best golf outing possible.
It's a lot of fun. And, you know, the thing is once everybody does it one time, they always want to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's so fun. It is. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I miss you. And next time.
Thanks,
Amy. Yeah, next time I'm there in Phoenix, I'll definitely be dropping by. I wasn't Scottsdale side of Phoenix. I always get turned around those mountains or south and it's north. And never mind. Thank you. That's what you have to figure out, though, when you play there. Tell us the tip about figuring out the way the greens are going to run.
Yeah, everything in Phoenix breaks towards the valley, so it goes south. So, and through playing all the golf courses here in Phoenix, I think that's a normal trend. So if you're ever in Phoenix, for all of you listeners out there, everything breaks towards the airport. You can call it the airport. We all know where the airport is. So if you're north of it, it's going to go towards the airport. If you're south of it, it's probably going to come, you know, a little bit that direction. But everything breaks a little bit south.
And believe me, until you know that, it will blow your mind because it makes no sense when you look at it. Thanks so much for being on the show. Ken Carpenter, left-handed golf guru. Awesome. We'll talk again.
Thanks, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay, on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Welcome back to the best of the golf club.
We're joined now by Ken Barley. Ken Barley, photo ball marker. You want a great present, not just for, you know, the holidays, but this is a great present year-round. This is a great birthday present for your golfer, for your non-golfer. Ken Barley, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Glad to be with you.
So if you wanted to get this really cool present for someone who doesn't, and they don't have to play golf. Okay.
That's correct. And, now, yeah, matter of fact, if you load up about four or five ball markers and you put a keychain in there and a necklace, you have the perfect gift for grandma and grandpa right there. We also did some corporate ones. We've made some corporate ones for you guys, for your sponsors.
Absolutely. And they love them. They love them. And now, explain what this photo ball marker is.
It's a one-inch diameter. It's epoxy domed and it's very, very, very shiny. And it's a one-inch ball marker. It has a photo totally sealed within a UV-protected cover, so they last a long, long time. They're all handcrafted. We make them all by hand. And then we also on the back of the ball marker, we have a little Lyman arrow. And one thing Char does with that Lyman arrow is when you have to, when your ball's in line with somebody else's line on a putt, then you move it like one putter head to the right or left. And then she turns her marker over and has a Lyman arrow point right back toward the original spot.
That's cool. How do we get to you?
Actually, it's very easy. We have a special page for your listeners, golfclub.photoballmarker.com. That gets your listeners $5 off on an order, and they know they're in the right place because they see a great-looking banner at the top of it with, your smiling face on, if I remember right, and they can build their order right there. And if they want to go to one of our other order options, they type in promo code The Golf Club, and then they'll get $5 off their order that way. And we, from Char's visits, we get several orders from Hawaii each time, and Hawaii is one of our best states thanks to you and Char having visits in the past. So we're excited
excellent.
To be talking with you.
Photoballmarker.com. Photoballmarker.com. It's P-H-O-T-O, and that's it. Photoballmarker.com. Get your pictures. Be ready to make a great gift for someone. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Magnificent by nature. Princeville's Prince Course on Kauai's spectacular North Shore. Renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, and more. They're now offering Kama'aina the chance for unlimited play for only $99 for the entire weekend. Golfers, is there a better way to spend Saturday and Sunday? Unlimited play on Kauai's Prince Course with your local ID. It's Kama'aina weekends. That's right. Play 18, 36, or more both Saturday and Sunday for only $99. Call 826-5001 for tee times.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our best of the golf club. And the golf club is sponsored by Poipu Bay Golf Course. 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. Poipu Bay, a unique and unforgettable golfing experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection for property threat, risk assessment, protection for your home or your business, for your concert, your special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection, what you need if you're in Hawaii or in California. Princeville's Prince Course, magnificent by nature, completely renovated greens and bunkers and clubhouse. The Prince Course is offering Kama'aina unlimited Saturday and Sunday play for $99. Call 826-5001. Princeville's Prince Course. Well, you know, it's just about time for the golf club's 15th anniversary flyaway. We do it every year. And you'll have a chance to qualify to win a trip to the mainland for two on Hawaiian Airlines. We'll qualify our callers for two trips for two this fall into the winter months. It's our way of saying thank you. And next weekend, the show's all about driving for show, putting for dough. That's right. Sean Cox, the director of golf at the Grand Golf Club and Grand Golf Performance Academy, will be talking about the SAM Putt Lab, KVest 3D technology, online digital video analysis to help golfers hone their full swing skills. Dave Stockton Jr., Stockton Golf, is at the Grand Del Mar, right across the pond from us. You could win that Hawaiian Airlines trip and spend your money on a great putting lesson at Stockton Golf. Stockton Golf offers corporate events, education programs, including short game and putting clinics. You know the Stockton name, putting and Stockton. On-course instruction, and that's my favorite. Dylan Jones is the Grand Del Mar naturalist. He'll be on the show too. The resort has 37 miles of hiking, biking, and horseback riding. You can always check out the Golf Club show at radiogolfclub.com. All of the shows stream live from the site, and all of the shows are archived, so you can listen to them anytime you'd like. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2012.